Mr. Morris sat down beside me and looked as jolly and happy as he could. But I could see all the same that he was very nervous. He took my hand in his and said ever so sweetly,
"Miss Lucy, I know I ain't good enough to regulate the fixings on your little shoes, but I guess if you wait till you find a man that is, you will go and join them 7 young women with the lamps when you quit. Won't you just hitch up alongside of me and let us go down the long road together, driving in double harness?"
Well, he did look so good-humoured and so jolly that it didn't seem half so hard to refuse him as it did poor Dr. Seward. So I said, as lightly as I could, that I did not know anything of hitching and that I wasn't broken to harness at all yet.